Hey everybody, as we move into the start of Deep Space Nine, I wanted to sort of push the Patreon a little bit. It's a way to support the show. If you've been listening for a while and enjoy what we do, you go to patreon.com/thePenskeyfile. A couple dollars a month gets you extra content. Anyway, leading into this, I'm going to give like a taste of Patreon, I guess. I'm going to be releasing two episodes of podcasts that we released for the Patreon feed. So patrons are, they're basically exclusive to patrons, except for now I'm going to release two of them. We have a whole bunch more over on the website, but these are two that are just going to go up on YouTube and into the Star Trek podcast feed, just to give you guys a taste of what you might be missing out on, or to see if you'd be interested. It gives you a little bit of an idea of what you get when you sign up for Patreon. Anyway, this one is about the 10 essential TNG episodes. Me and Trekabout talked about Star Trek 101, which was a book that went over all the series, and at the end of each series, they had sort of a list of what they considered to be the 10 essential episodes. We break down that list for The Next Generation. Hope you guys enjoy. See you later. Hello, patrons. Welcome back. We just finished up TNG. We can give ourselves a pat on the back. You guys obviously make it much easier to do. I'm greatly appreciative of all the patrons. Every patron dollar is equal to like 2,000 views on YouTube. So it kind of, you make things possible, such as the giveaway and stuff that we're doing at the end of TNG. Much appreciated. Trekabout is joining us. I thought it'd be fun to run through. There's a book called Star Trek 101, and it came out in like 2005 or something. And they listed basically the 10 essential episodes for each series. And I thought this would be interesting. Trekabout, anyway, how are you? First, we'll start with that.
We are well. Thank you for having us.
Hooray!
Hooray! We're going to go through the 10 essential episodes of TNG according to Star Trek 101. And I thought that this is mostly interesting because they use the word essential instead of the 10 best. And I think that this is going to be similar to like a most valuable player type thing, which I'll explain for everybody. So in the American sports leagues, there's usually an award that goes out to the most valuable player at the end of everything. And the key word is valuable, so that it enables, you know, talking heads on ESPN to sort of debate what valuable means in the context of sports. For instance, does the MVP mean the best player, or does it just mean he's the most value for the dollar on the team? Can you have a winless team with the most valuable player, et cetera, et cetera? I thought we'd break down the Star Trek episodes by starting off with what do you think essential means? Eric?
Essential as defined? No, I'm kidding. I think that for me, essential would mean, and I don't know if this is how they approached it, but it would mean the 10 episodes that perhaps are not the best quote unquote episodes of television that they produced, but are rather the 10 episodes that if you only had 10 hours to watch TNG ever and wanted to get a good idea about what it could do, these would be the episodes.
Richard, anything to add to that?
Yeah, they're all fairly representative of it, and they are. Looking at this list in particular, each of them deals with one of the larger themes of the series. None of these are any of the mistakes or missteps of the series. I think in all of these, the characters are the most themselves. I'm not sure how. I mean, I didn't go through and say, okay, well, there's a Data episode, a Crusher episode, a Picard episode. Like I don't know if they're representative necessarily in that way, but it certainly seems like a fairly good, if someone said, I have 10 hours and I want to know what Star Trek Next Generation is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sort of funny because I know the word is essential and I don't believe it comes from essence. But I sort of think that it's like, these are the episodes, if I was making this list, would be the essence of what TNG is. And like you said, they're not necessarily the best episodes. I don't know how many of these would actually be on my best of. Well, I'll run through the list anyway. Number one, Encounter at Farpoint. Number two, Measure of a Man. Number three, Q Who. Four, Yesterday's Enterprise. Five, Sins of the Father. Six is The Best of Both Worlds two-parter. Seven is Inner Light. Eight is Relics. Nine is Tapestry. 10 is All Good Things. So what I thought we'd do is just to sort of come up with our own kind of list. We're going to run through the episodes. We'll all say yay or nay to them if we think they belong. Any with the nay, we'll come back to as we go through. Does that sound fair, guys?
Sounds good to me.
Encounter at Farpoint. Do we all think that this needs to be there?
Nay.
You say no.
No.
No. This definitely should not be on this list.
Okay, hold on.
I don't.
encounter. I got to write this down. I was so shocked.
It's only there because the pilot is the first one on all of these.
Yeah, I was like
the pilot in the finale, right?
I mean, we're Nomad TOS.
Do you not find the pilot to be essential? I guess
no, I don't.
It's not. It doesn't have the right tone of the series. It's terrible.
It's not representative of what the show becomes at all. Okay. I don't know why it's on this list other than it's the pilot.
Yeah, the characters don't really have – I mean, certainly this is not a show like Babylon 5 where it takes an entire season for everybody to figure out what their characters are. But I don't think there's really any essential episodes in the first season, really.
I would agree with that. I would say that maybe Encounter – like, I guess my counterargument would be if I was to give this list to someone who'd never seen Star Trek, I kind of feel I have to put Farpoint on that list. Does that make sense?
Do you want them to watch more?
If I had chained them to the radiator and only had these 10 episodes queued up, I think that would be my argument, although I understand why you wouldn't want to include it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on what your goals are here. I think if your goals are to give the most representative idea of what the show is, then yeah, the fact that the first two seasons are kind of crappy is part of that. So maybe it should be. But then again, I think that there are better crappy episodes you could put on the list. Like, I am an unabashed fan of The Royale, for instance. I think it's hilarious. I think it's very, very entertaining. And I think it's terrible, but it's very terrible in a very TNG way. Whereas Encounter at Farpoint is kind of terrible because it's them kind of trying to redo TOS and they don't know what the hell they're doing at this point.
Yes.
And it's also just not a very good episode of television. It's way too long.
Yeah, it's two episodes for no reason. A lot of it is getting the cast together and... In some ways, this cast is – this group of people is very easy to get a hold on without having the introduction episodes in a way. Like I don't feel like seeing everybody meeting each other added much to the series.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And also I think that if you don't have Encounter at Farpoint on this list, you would never know of the existence of Wesley Crusher. So that's a good thing as well.
That's true. I will say that if you have Encounter, I think it makes All Good Things much better.
That's true. I don't know that I don't necessarily think that All Good Things should be on the list either, but we'll get to that when we get to it.
Yeah, we will. We absolutely will. The last thing I want to say about Encounter at Farpoint is that based on what I'm going to say about a future episode, this would be my only Q episode. And I think that's kind of important.
Huh. Okay.
So moving on. Measure of a Man. What do you guys think?
Definitely yes.
Yes, that should be there.
You think that's I guess what's the reason? You think this is the best Data episode?
No, but one of the major – again, these episodes kind of cover the major themes of TNG, and one of the biggest themes is what is life? What is what kind of beings are ensouled? And eventually TNG will go into the crystalline entity. It'll go to light beings. It'll go to a lot of very weird places and say this is life. But – having this argument centered around one of the main cast members, somebody that we've known for a season and a half, I think makes that argument a little more personal. This is obviously arguing for dignity of a lot of different people, whether it is arguing against racism simply or having people question the definition of what is consciousness. I think that's certainly one of TNG's preoccupations, and The Measure of a Man is one of the more elegant early demonstrations of that.
I agree with all of that, and I also think that this is one of the only episodes on this list that deals with the love and respect that everybody in the ensemble has for them, for each other. Like, you know, if you look at this list, I mean, a lot of it is, I mean, besides Best of Both Worlds, I don't think that there's a lot of interpersonal stuff in there, which kind of makes the show what it is. And The Measure of a Man is kind of the first time, well, maybe not the first time, but it's definitely the best episode that showcases that early on in the show, I think.
Yeah. I think I agree. I think this is kind of an episode that has to be on the list. I think it's an overrated episode. But I think what it's trying to do makes sense to me and how it fits into the rest of the TNG ethos. So I think we're all kind of in agreement that we'd keep it on there.
I guess I feel like if this is the greatest hits list, like The Measure of a Man may not be their first good song, but it's the first one that got like heavy radio rotation that everybody knows.
Sure, sure. I mean, to me, it's always a toss-up between Measure of a Man and Code of Honor. I prefer Code of Honor, I think. But that doesn't really have a lot to do with TNG's ethos. So let's move to Q Who. Maybe the best episode of season two. Is this an episode that should be on this list?
Interesting.
I give it a soft no.
I think it's one of – I really like the episode. I think it's an excellent episode of TNG. That said, if I'm making an essential list, I think really Q Who only exists in order to introduce the Borg, in order to set up Best of Both Worlds. Like, I, when we come to that one, I will say that's legitimately there. And if you want to know where the Borg come from and all of that, Q Who is a fine episode for that. But it's not the... Again, you would know what TNG is without watching Q Who.
Right. I think that... I sort of tipped my hand earlier. I would take Q Who off of this list just because of what you guys said, where it's kind of just a setup. I think it's more important just because it was the first episode that showed sort of a not pristine view of the Federation and Picard. And I think it's important for that, but that doesn't really tie into this essential list. So I'm going to knock off Q Who as much as I do love it in season two. So I'm just going to draw a little line through this. Anything else to add to Q Who?
I mean, the only reason I think it maybe should be on the list is because it's got some good Guinan stuff, but there's also really good Guinan stuff in The Offspring, which is bizarrely not on this list. So,
and Yesterday's Enterprise, which is coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There, yeah, she is in Yesterday's Enterprise as well, but then she's dealing with, you know, different people in effect. So,
right, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like six of one, half dozen of another, I guess.
Yesterday's Enterprise.
Let's see. Oh, sorry. I just want to say, if we're having a Guinan Borg episode, what's the one with Hugh?
I Borg. Yeah.
Like, if I had to choose between...
But I don't really think that's essential either.
No, if I had to choose... But if I had to choose between Q Who and I Borg, I would take I Borg. Again, I think the ship's theme... I think, you know, given that that is able to find humanity in the Borg, it's a little more in line with the show's themes.
Yeah, I think maybe just Q is the reason I would keep Q Who. Mm-hmm. I think he's probably more, if I was making a list like that, I think I'd rather keep the Q section, but I don't want either of the episodes, I guess, in this one.
I guess, I don't know if it's a good time to do an overarching thing about Q, but Q feels like one of your best friend's weird habits that just is annoying, but you just accept because, you know, it's not that bad and the rest is fine. Like, I don't like Q, even though Q is... for better or for worse, an integral part of TNG.
Yeah. Yes. I think that makes sense. Although, I feel he is essential to it, unfortunately, in a weird kind of way. Yesterday's Enterprise. Is anyone good? I could see... Well, what do you guys think about Yesterday's Enterprise? Does that belong here?
I think it's a really, really ballsy episode of television. I think it's really, really well done. Is it essential? I don't know. I think that... I mean, partly I'd say it's probably not essential only because so much of it hinges on the resurrection of Tasha Yar, which if you're watching 10 random episodes of the show picked because you want to try and convince someone to watch TNG, like, I don't know. There's not much.
Has no impact.
It doesn't have any impact. So,
especially because we've seen her in an encounter at Farpoint and she's mentioned in Measure of a Man, but that's all we know of Tasha Yar. It's true. That said, Yesterday's Enterprise is the culmination of a few different threads. One of the things I noticed about this list in general is that a large part of it have to do with the bigger plots. And the next one is going to be when we'll talk about that a little bit. But Yesterday's Enterprise is a big story within, given that, again, it resolves several things and it also leads to several other things. But... if we're just going by this list, we haven't seen the pieces being built.
I think Yesterday's Enterprise belongs on the best of 10 best list, but it doesn't really belong on the essential list, which is kind of weird. That's like almost uncomfortable for me to consider because I feel like it's such a huge event, but for some reason it doesn't feel all that important in the long term.
Well, because TNG did very good things with continuity, but it was never an arc-based show. it was never serialized in quite that way. And so,
and Sela, you know, Sela was a huge disaster. You know, like if she had been great, maybe I would change my mind or something. But so anyway, if I took out Q-Who or Yesterday's Enterprise, right? What do you guys think that around this time was Who Watches the Watchers? I thought Who Watches the Watchers should have been on this list.
I don't remember that one, so
I like Who Watches the Watchers. I mean, well, that's okay. So
I need friend style, you know, descriptions of episodes rather than
that's
tiles.
The one with the proto Vulcans who think Picard is a god.
Oh yeah,
he gets shot with the arrow. They expose the Federation outpost and they sort of get the proto Vulcans.
Yeah.
But I think that's the only episode that really dealt with the Prime Directive very well. So I feel it has to go on there because there's no Prime Directive episodes on this list.
Drumhead, why the fuck isn't Drumhead on this list?
I don't know. I mean, you can start going down the road of fixing the list. I mean, I think if you pick an episode that's kind of around Yesterday's Enterprise, I actually like The Hunted a lot. Bridget doesn't know what it is either. Well, because
which one is that?
That's the one with the super soldier that hijacks the Enterprise.
Oh yeah,
an unorthodox opinion, but I think that The Hunted is the episode where TNG really comes into its own and as a different thing than TOS, because if you remember the ending of The Hunted, Picard basically beamed down and says, you know what, this is your shit to clean up, so we're leaving.
Yep.
Like that to me is the defining moment of what is making the philosophy and the approach of TNG different from TOS.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah, we're
I
in
guess
TOS.
I chewed in that I think Symbiosis might have beat them to the punch there, right? That's the drug addict episode in season one where Picard says, fuck you can all be drug addicts together.
Yeah, but I think The Hunted is a better
episode. It's a better episode.
I don't know that I would want to force anyone to watch Symbiosis.
No, that's true as well. Richard, what were you going to say? I interrupted.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so I think we'd all be set with taking off Yesterday's Enterprise, which I actually wrote yes, but, which was my note for it. Sins of the Father. I think this has to go on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, especially because this episode, I mean, the Worf and his dad's storyline, that's still dealt with in DS9. No, it's not this isn't the greatest episodes, but in terms of essential, I mean, again, Worf's drama is, and what happens to how Gowron becomes the Chancellor and all of that. That's a major part of, again, both TNG and DS9. So I think it does have to be part of it.
Well, it's certainly essential on a plot level. I think that I'm making faces at Richard mostly because I don't really like Klingons and I don't get why everyone loves Klingons so much and I find them kind of boring. And Sins of the Father, I would actually disagree with Richard. I think it's probably, if not the best Klingon episode TNG ever did, it's one of the best. I don't get tired of it. I like watching it, but it's also the beginning of something and I don't feel like it needed to be revisited so much. Mm. So it kind of... You know, I don't know why they picked the Klingon Civil War and all that kind of stuff to keep revisiting, only because Worf is a main character, I guess, and there's this family connection, and it slots in very nicely to Michael Piller's idea about making this a character-based show. So I think it's fine to be on the list. The Klingons are a big part of the mythology of Star Trek, and this is the episode where TNG really laid down the framework for what the Klingons were going to be for, frankly, the next... 30 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
first,
I think
first time we see, I mean, whether first time or not we see Kronos that... too as well. So that's always important. I think I agree with both of you. It's like it's not a fantastic, you know, 5 out of 5 episode for me, but it's way too important to not have listed here.
There has to be something from the Klingon storyline. It's true. And this as we said, this is a good one.
Best of Both Worlds, part 1 and part 2. Is anyone going to say this doesn't belong on the list?
I don't think it should be on here. I think Time's Arrow Part 1 and 2 should be on here. No, of course not. I think it definitely should be on the list. I mean, they're kind of cheating a little bit, of course, because it's two episodes, but you can't really have one without the other.
But I also feel like you need the family is the coda to that, and I kind of clump the three together. Best of Both.
Family is so... It is so unrepresentative of what
I know
TNG does, though, that I don't think it belongs.
It's
on
true,
list.
But as a single story, though, I mean, if you're gonna, I feel like if you're watching Best of Both Worlds, like my friend who I'm making watch all of these, I'm going to say, by the way, just watch that episode. I know it's not on the list, but, you know, you need the third part of the story.
Is there any that, episode here, you know, Richard, you'd bump off if you had to include family?
Oh. Well.
Would you get rid of Q-Who or Yesterday's Enterprise and put family in its spot?
Yeah, I would. Yes, let's do that. Let's get rid of Yesterday's Enterprise.
Interesting. Okay. I see both arguments there. I do think it's the coda of the trilogy, but I also think it's so unlike everything else this show ever did that it's weird.
And yet I think it is because family deals with the human relationships beyond that. I mean, Best of Both Worlds, certainly it deals with, you know, Riker dealing with having to, you know, shoot the ship that his former commander is on, things like that. But I think family is really dealing with the cost of war, which is something that, again, DS9 does very well. It comes from the same impulse, I would say. And so I think family's aims are pretty essential to TNG.
How about the inner light? I'm going to say this is kind of the Yesterday's Enterprise for me, although I think it belongs more on the list than Yesterday's Enterprise. I think it's a great episode that might not be essential, but it's so good that maybe it has to be considered essential.
I think in terms of pure beauty and the emotional impact, and if you look at a Star Trek as opposed to just TNG, and TNG having a responsibility to honoring the legacy and philosophy of Star Trek, I think that the Inner Light is, I don't know that there's a better episode that you could put on the list for that purpose.
No, this is kind of the masterpiece episode, and maybe I think it's one of my favorite episodes of television, and I think whether or not this hits the themes of the rest of TNG, whether or not this has to do with the mythology of TNG, I think just in terms of craft, in terms of what this episode has to say and how profound the episode is, I think it needs to appear on the list.
I think it's kind of the episode that, to me, it sums up a little bit of the ethos difference between TOS and TNG a little bit. And I think it's important for that reason. Like the way that they reveal Picard is not a way that Kirk would ever be revealed. Kirk was much more of a sort of, it was either a big event or he just kind of trudged through things. Picard is more affected by this type of stuff. And I think that's the difference between the characters in the series, I think. All right, let's move on to the one that I have no idea why it's on the list, Relics.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I don't know why it's on the list. I mean, it's a fun episode, but okay.
Like, Scotty, can anyone come up with any reason why this would be considered essential?
It's funny?
I mean, it's great. It's always great to see Scotty. It's maybe
Geordi's best episode. Is it essential for that reason?
I don't know. I like Aquiel.
If you want to go with the greatest hits metaphor, though, this is like the collab they did with another artist, and if it isn't the best, it was such a popular single in a way because of the novelty of it. I mean, maybe it is just the novelty of...
I think I kind of agree with Richard. I mean, I think that it's just really difficult to come up with 10 episodes that are the essential without defining what essential means, because Relics isn't really necessary to understanding what TNG is. It's not really necessary to understand what Star Trek is. But I think that if you want to have this be an episode which shows exactly how far the Next Generation came to being quote unquote Star Trek in most people's minds, perhaps Relics is one of the best episodes you could choose. I think that it's something that would have been extremely difficult, if not impossible, for them to pull off in the first or second season. And I think that no one would have thought that this episode would have ever gotten made in 1986 or 1987. So for that reason and that reason alone, for the show, which was scared to even utter the name Kirk in the first season, lest it be compared with the only real Star Trek, for it to do something like this, actually bring back the bridge of the beloved Enterprise and bring back a beloved character and all of these things, maybe it's essential for that reason.
And it's going with certainly one of the messages of the episode is that old is not obsolete. And it does have something to say on that meta level of TNG is not replacing TOS. Both of these are within a continuity, and it is the same heart and the same spirit, just, you know, years later. It's been refined, it's been rethought. This is a Star Trek for a new age, certainly, but, you know, both are Star Trek, and Star Trek means something. This isn't some kind of Deep Space franchise.
I'm going to throw out a couple names of episodes that I just quickly went through and thought that maybe should belong on this. Let me know if you'd rather keep Relics or keep this episode. Relics versus Who Watches the Watchers?
I'd go with Who Watches the Watchers.
Richard?
Yeah, I go with Relics because I remember Relics better.
Relics versus The Defector.
Which is Relics.
The Romulan episode where the Romulan defects and then kills himself at the very end.
Relics. I don't really like The Defector. I think it's fine, but I don't know that it's necessary. And also, frankly, the Romulans are best forgotten.
Richard?
The entire franchise never knows
what to
do.
Yeah, I don't remember the episode at all.
The Drumhead versus Relics.
Yes, Drumhead.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Drumhead on that
one. I'd go with Drumhead as well. Darmok versus Relics.
Oh, my God. Why is Darmok not on this episode, on this list?
I think Darmok being omitted is a huge flaw with this list.
I think Darmok's a great episode, but Darmok also does a lot of the same things that, for example, The Measure of a Man does. True. So,
but I guess, you know. I don't want to interrupt, but let me ask, Relics or Sarek?
That's a very tough one. I would rather have Sarek.
I feel I would say Sarek too.
Yeah, I think Sarek was a better. If you're going to go for that kind of episode, yeah. I think Sarek is better.
Yes. Yeah. I think. All right. Well, moving. I think none of us have. We tried to talk ourselves into Relics, but I don't think we actually did. Tapestry.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I like this should be one. On the episode. On the list. I think it's a good episode, but I mean, we've already had a Picard living in a fantasy land episode in The Inner Light, which has done much better. And if it. We also had a Picard learning important life lessons episode in The Inner Light. It's a fine episode, but is it one of the essential ones? I don't think so.
I don't know. I think it gives an idea of, on one hand, it does have, I guess, a troubling theme in that it comes to the conclusion that there is some kind of gumption and willingness to make risks that changes somebody from Mr. Picard to Captain Picard, right? I'm worried that the episode does have a certain elitism to it, or I'm not sure if that's the case, but certainly, you know, we've seen on the crew of TNG the best of the best, right? Picard is the pinnacle of his generation, of his species. If Picard is our main character, which, you know, that's a discussion for another day. But if Picard is our main character, this kind of goes a lot towards explaining who he is. And I like it from that reason.
Yeah, I think it's a great episode that I don't know if it really belongs. I like Eric's point it's very similar to Inner Light, and I don't know if I should do that on the same list. I'd have a hard time. Yeah, I mean, I'd say no on that one.
Yeah, I mean, if all you know from TNG is his 10 episodes, then you would think that maybe like 25% of the show is Picard getting sent off to some sort of like fantasy land. And that's not really what the show's about.
Yeah, becoming a cyborg or going off to a fantasy land would be a huge part of it. All right, so let's move on to All Good Things.
I don't think it should be, no.
Interesting. I think it should just because I would keep Encounter at Farpoint and I would put the bow and the fucking ribbon or whatever the fuck the saying is at the very end by putting All Good Things as a closer.
I mean, I think it does that even without Encounter at Farpoint. It does certainly address the big themes of the series, and it makes the, you know, final statement and ends on that great note. I just think on a, you know, the series wanted to go out with a bang, and it did, and here it is. You know, it is an excellent finale, and I think a lot of finales do feel so. I mean, the fact that TOS didn't even have a finale, you know, the fact that we are able to put such a magnificent one as the finale to this series, I think is important. And I think should be, you know, in a way honored on this list.
I mean, maybe Turnabout Intruder should be on the TOS list just because it'd be instructive to see how television shows treated, you know, their final episodes and how networks treated shows in general. The philosophy behind it, because frankly, nobody in the 50s and 60s and even 70s cared about season series finales. It was just like, well, the show's over. Who cares? But I think that for me, I mean, I'm not saying that All Good Things is not a good episode. It certainly is. But, you know, my opinion about it is that it's not essential only because I really feel like its full impact is only felt when you have lived and grown and, you know, watched these characters change and have adventures over 7 years. And I don't know that someone new to TNG is really going to get much out of All Good Things.
Well, to counter that, when this was originally airing, I only saw a couple of episodes. You know, I saw a few from mostly the sixth and seventh season, and All Good Things was one of the episodes that I had seen, and it did make a big impact. And it is the kind of episode.
But not enough of an impact for you to watch the show, though.
Well, yeah, but.
It's stuck in your mind.
There wasn't necessarily a way of doing it as easy. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is if you're making somebody watch 10 episodes, maybe they'll watch the 10 episodes. All Good Things is the kind of episode that you can watch multiple times and get more out of. So I think it would be a different episode watching as your 10th episode and then watching as your 200th episode or whatever.
Yeah, I think maybe my only counter towards it would be that All Good Things really benefits from you being a fan of the show and having seen a lot of the episodes. But other than that, I'd really have a hard time excluding it, I think. But anyway, that's pretty much our take on the list. I would absolutely say that Darmok would have to go on, and I would say that Who Watches the Watchers would have to go on. I would knock off Yesterday's Enterprise and Relics, I think.
I'm also quite a fan of the episode First Contact as well. I think and that's a really, really good Prime Directive episode as well. Yeah. So
Drumhead should be on there as well. I think that's a very important episode for me.
So basically what we're all saying is that the list needs to be completely rewritten from scratch. Okay.
Yeah, this list is shit. Anyone who bought this book got fucking ripped off because this is
1995, what the fuck?
Anyway, let's close it with they basically gave a Spock's Brain Award, which is the worst episode of each series, and obviously Spock's Brain is the worst of TOS, according to them. They said Genesis was the worst of TNG. I strongly disagree with this.
I don't.
Which one is Genesis?
They de-evolve into creatures, animals.
No, the one where they go to Africa is one of the worst.
Yeah, I mean, there's a legit like racist episode in the show, so I think that that's probably the worst one. It's a piece of shit. But
the one where the one ambassador eats the other at the end.
Mine still is Lonely Among Us. I think Lonely Among Us is the worst episode the show ever did.
I think that's a good choice. That's really bad as well. That's the same episode that Richard just said, right? The episode where they eat each other.
That's Lonely Among Us.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Justice, there's Symbiosis. I mean, you could just put
there's Sub Rosa.
You could just put the entire first season, and you would be fine with that. So
I think I agree.
The one with the binars. I hate the binars.
The Genesis pick seems like they're hedging their bets and trying to be too edgy about not picking a first season episode, frankly.
Yeah, I think that's 100% nail on the head. Guys, thank you very much for running through the episodes with me. I thought that was productive. I think it was fun, and I think it's a good way to wrap up TNG for all the patrons out there.
You are very welcome. Thank you again for having us.
Where can they go to find you guys and your podcast?
They can go to
the internet.
The internet, yes. No, they can go to trekaboutshow.com.
Click on your Macintosh Safari icon in trekaboutshow.com and you can find these guys.
www.http
motherfucker. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate the patronage. Thank you very much for listening to the show, supporting all the comments, everything like that, and I will see you later.